Curriculum Extra 2, Exercise 3.
The Colour Wheel. Have you ever thought about how colours are related? Why do some colour combinations look good and others don't? In the 17th century, the English scientist Isaac Newton was studying light when he made an important discovery. He found out that white light is made up of all the colours of the rainbow. Newton then arranged the rainbow colours in a circle, creating the first colour wheel. Red, blue and yellow are the three primary colours that sit on the colour wheel. The secondary colours, green, orange and purple, sit between these colours. Each secondary colour is created by mixing two primary colours. The colour wheel divides colours into warm and cool categories. Warm colours, like orange and yellow, are on the red side of the wheel, while cool colours, like green and purple, are on the blue side. Colours can also be harmonious or complementary. Complementary colours are any two colours which are directly opposite each other, like red and green. Harmonious colours sit next to each other on the wheel. Famous artists and decorators have used the colour wheel to help them choose the right colours ever since it was invented. Pablo Picasso, however, didn't believe in it. Why do two colours, put one next to the other, sing? Can one really explain this? No. But everyone agrees that colours can affect our feelings. A vibrant red, for example, is often associated with anger or danger, while yellow is a happy colour. Blue can make people feel calm. Pastel pink, which is a gentle pink, sometimes makes them think of romance, and green is the colour of nature. Do you have a favourite colour? What do you associate it with? What does it remind you of?